The following is a Phil Henry Show encore presentation.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'll tell you what, we've got the steak. We have the steak that we want to slip into your mouth. We've got it waiting for you, and we're waiting to stick it right in there. I think you'll enjoy it. You know.
Right. Welcome, folks.
The jingle's not over, Phil. There it's over. And hi, it's Ted Bell here. And I know what you're going to say. I did not rehearse that, so I apologize if it came off sounding a little rough, but you folks know what I mean.
It's okay. I don't think I'm ever going to get used to you saying we've got a piece of steak that we want to stick in your mouth.
Well, okay, you may not get used to it, Phil, but that is the.
No, I understand. That's the slogan
Called the restaurant.
The restaurant, yes. Ted Bell joining us here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. You know, Ted, we're hoping that you have a good summer. I know you once again you've given us a cause with a recent series of tweets over on X concerning some guy named.
It's Moon Podolak.
Now, all right, this guy is Margaret down there, by the way.
I think so. She just did the promo.
You ready for this?
You ready?
I got it. Thank you. Thank you, Ted. You can let go of the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Phil. Yes, I'm here. Frank and I are having dinner.
Okay. I was just wondering did you want to join us?
Well, yes, I would, because I think I know a little bit about this. Ted, you were talking about Moon Podolak.
I was talking about Moon Podolak. But let's not talk about Moon Podolak like he's some big restaurateur. Let's talk about Moon Podolak for what he is and what he isn't. He is a guy that pushes a hot dog cart up and down Wilshire Boulevard. He isn't someone that should be talking about the meat that I serve people.
Now, this is where we got here's Frank. Frank, as you know, handles a lot of Ted's business.
Let me introduce him. This is Frank Gray. He's my as well as Harvey Wehrman, but Frank's my...
Ted, hold on, Ted. Phil, it's Frank Gray.
Frank, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm talking to Ted, and Ted's here with Margaret. And it wanted to talk about this Moon Podolak. Do you know it?
No, I don't know who Moon Podolak is.
Okay. Moon Podolak is a guy that pushes a hot dog cart up and down Wilshire.
I already told him that.
I know you told me that.
Ted, why don't you go have a drink?
Go have a drink. I want to sit here and hear what he's going to say.
Yeah, but don't be all. It's been in a panic, Phil, ever since it brought up this Moon Podolak.
Ted, certainly we want you there to be talking with Frank, but relax, okay, dude? Don't be panicking and grabbing the phone.
I'm not grabbing the phone. It happens to be my phone, Phil. You know.
I understand that, but it's the only one that people could communicate on.
Okay.
Don't worry, Ted. We'll go ahead, Frank.
So anyway, what it did, it said to me, do you know Moon Podolak?
Now, who said this?
Ted Bell.
Yeah, I'm it. Okay.
What did he say?
Nothing. Go ahead, Frank.
This Moon Podolak, who has a hot dog cart and pushes it up and down Wilshire, and made the following quote, and this was in earshot of two patrons of Ted's of Beverly Hills, the Globomb brothers, Ernie and Batask. And that was the Globomb brothers.
Now, who are the Globomb brothers?
I don't know. Who are the Globomb?
Two guys. They're film producers. They have lunch here. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay, just want to know who they are, Ted.
All right, the two guys that heard this comment.
Well, the comment was this Podolak said that it isn't sure where the meat of Ted's comes from, and it's not sure it wants to know. You heard that, Ted?
I heard that comment. That was repeated to me by not only the brothers, but it was also repeated to me by Lean Edwardita. And who the hell? What did you say?
What's the guy's name?
Lean Edwardita. He's a guy that plays the horse.
Lean Edwardita. Someone played. So this is a comment that was made by Moon Podolak.
Right. Look, Moon Podolak said it wasn't sure where the meat of Ted's comes from, and I'm not sure I want to know. And I find that to be about the most insulting thing that I'm going to take from some guy that pushes a hot dog cart. And I said it on Twitter. I said, God will not permit this to happen.
Now, this is something, Ted, we want to know. Are you quoting Patton, the movie Patton there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's something that George C. Scott, as Patton, says in the movie.
Okay, well, let's not... Well, what's said?
Patton says, you know, a whole world at war and I'm left out of it. God will not permit this to happen.
Okay, so what are you saying?
That you lifted it from the movie? It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal, Ted. If you want to lift it from Patton, I'm sure it wouldn't mind if it was still alive.
Well, you know, I felt it was a very strong... I felt at the moment that God would not permit to happen to me after all of the failed promotions that we had, when we had Tedster, when we had the abomination that can only be called the fourth of... Well, no, we've got the Ted of July coming up, don't we?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, Chef Chidilli, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and I got to get back to the kitchen.
Okay, sorry. We have the 10 of July, Phil.
All right, the 10 of July, but the other promotions that you had, Tedster and St. Valentin?
Yeah, all of them were butchered beyond words. They were promotions that I wish I'd never been involved in. When I think of them, I want to drop to my knee.
He's emotional right now, Phil.
Dad, hold on. Get up off your knees, Ted. All right, so when Wayne Moon, what is his name? Moon Podolak said it wasn't sure where the meat came from. That was an insult.
Of course it's an insult.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Phil.
Who cares what this guy says? He pushes a hot dog cart.
Who cares what he says? He says this to people up and down Wilshire, Phil, and then they come into my restaurant, and they say, we were talking to Moon Podolak, and I go, what do you... They said we stopped off and had a dog. For lunch, we stopped off and had a wiener. People will stop off on Wilshire in the midst of a very busy day, and they'll get a wiener. Okay?
Well, I can understand that, Phil. You stop, you'll get a wiener, and you'll enjoy it, but you know that the next stop is Ted of Beverly Hills, where it's going to put the meat in the mouth. You know what they say.
Right.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
What's the problem?
The way Frank says that, it's just...
All right, so anyway...
Anyway, so Moon Podolak said this to about 6-7 different people. I heard it from the Globus Brothers. I heard it from, I told you, from Lean Eddie Weinster. I heard it from the Rick Mumford. I heard it from I heard it from Kennedy Go Lightly. I just hear it from a lot of people.
Are these all customers?
No, Phil. They're people that walk in and stare. Yes, they're customers. They come here for lunch. They come here for dinner.
And if I may, Ted, and there are people that come in and they say, did you hear what Moon Podolak said today? Now, apparently Moon pushes this hot dog cart up and down Wilshire and talks to a lot of people, a lot of important people.
Okay, so there are a lot of important people.
Well, these are my customers. Do you understand, Phil? These are people that come into my restaurant. And I got Moon Podolak saying to them, I don't know where the meat comes from. That's basically saying to them, you don't want to eat at Ted's of Beverly Hills because you may be eating meat that's been sitting in a closet next to a room full of dead people.
All right, now look at Ted. Ted, hold on, Phil. I got to get it under control. Ted, Margaret, get it under control.
Ted, come on. Why don't you have one of your Teds?
You know what I think? Hey, Rudy.
Yes.
I'll have it. Give me a Ted.
You what is it?
Give me a Ted.
You're working.
I don't care if I'm working. I need a drink.
All right, God.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, this is Phil Henry. We have Ted Bell with us. Moon Podolak, who is basically sells hot dogs in Wilshire, has been telling people that he thinks Ted Bell's meat, he doesn't know where it's from. He's basically bad-mouthing your business.
Right, exactly. He's bad-mouthing the business. Now, I can issue a legal injunction, I'm told. Is that right, Frank?
I could get a legal injunction as of 7 a.m. tomorrow morning from Judge Cabinet at the Circuit Court of Appeals in downtown. And it'll sign it, and I'll take it over to this, what's the guy's name?
Moon Podolak.
Oh, and I'll take it over to Moon Podolak. I'll park my car right there on Wilshire, get out, walk down to where the hot dog is, and I'll tell it while it's pushing its cart, you're being served with a restraining order. You are not to mention Ted Bell's, where it came from, where it's been, you know, all that.
Okay, and then this guy Podolak's going to do what?
It'll either do what it's told, or it'll be sanctioned by the court, which could mean jail time and could mean, a fine.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll believe that when I see it, because we all know from a certain famous trial, you can sanction a guy, you can give a guy, you know, fine a guy, all kind, man, it doesn't matter.
Take it easy, Ted. We're not talking about the Trump trial now. We're talking about Moon Podolak. And some very unfavorable things he said.
Now, let me ask you something, Ted. Does this guy Podolak have it in for you?
You know, I've had problems with these hot dog vendors. I've been here over 40 years. My father, the same thing. Every punk that sells hot dogs up and down Wilshire Boulevard has been looking to stick it in, turn it, break it off, take a look at it, and then walk away. That's what they want to do.
Hold on, Ted. This is your attorney, Frank. What are you saying?
I'm saying that Podolak's
had it in for you.
Yes. And not just him, but every punk that sells a hot dog.
Okay, so hot dog sales on Wilshire, and we've seen them throughout the city, obviously, any city, are very popular.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with it.
Hold on. What I think what Phil's trying to say is it's saying hot dog, you know, there's going to be a lot of hot dog guys. And you either deal with them or you let them run roughshod over, you know, over every Christian soul. And the way to do it is to serve these hot dog, not the hot dog. You serve the man.
Yeah, I got that.
You serve it with an injunction that conjoins it. It injuncts it from conjoining any further conversation about a hot dog.
Frank, I don't know. What does that mean, Frank?
Well, excuse me, it's legal stuff, so I don't need to tell you. Get a load of it, will you, Phil?
Okay, but we're not lawyers, Frank.
Basically, it says to this Moon Podolak, keep the mouth shut, keep it closed tight, or it's going to get shut for it. Now, I don't know this Moon Podolak. I wouldn't know it if I tripped over it in the dark, but I can guarantee you that we will conjoin and enjoin the conjunction. I don't know what it's called.
Hey, Frank, what are you, making this up?
No, I'm not making it up. You want someone that'll make it up, go ahead and fly. Right now, what I'm trying to do is get this Moon Podolak. I want to get it to climb off your back. And excuse me, Margaret, for the foul language, because you pushed me into this. Climb off your back and take its penis out of your ass.
Oh, come on, will you, Frank?
Frank, that is unnecessary.
Oh, my God.
You're my attorney?
Well, I'm sorry. I got to spell it. When I want to give it to you straight and hard, I give it to you quick and fast, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Frank, we don't need that at all. That kind of language, that kind of imagery is beyond the pale. Just, you know, use some other words.
Okay, I'm going to get Moon Podolak to climb off your back and take it out of its, I don't know, take it out of its ass.
You know, all right, Frank Gray, Margaret is there as well. Ted Bell having a problem with a hot dog salesman on Wilshire Boulevard, Moon Podolak. We also have coming up Vernon Dozier to talk with us about football coming up in the summer. Is there anything you want to add here, Ted, in terms of how to, I don't know, not just conclude this, but to resolve it?
Look, Phil, if Frank says that he's going down to you, where are you going, Frank, tomorrow?
I'm going to go down to the courthouse for the 600th time. I'm going to get Judge Egan Beale to enjoin Moon Podolak from opening its trap and running its guts out on Wilshire. And if it runs the guts, then they will have a court order for it to shut up, shut the hot dog wagon up, take it, shove it into a closet, and it has to go home and shut up.
So basically, Moon Podolak's got to shut up.
Yeah, basically, it has to shut up.
Okay. So whatever that is that like a gag order?
No, it's not a gag. You want a gag order? Have some of Moon's hot dog. Yeah.
All right, Frank, that's not necessary.
Well, I thought it was a good shot.
Yeah, right. That's good, Frank. You want a gag order? Order a Moon Podolak hot dog. Sorry. Order a Moon Podolak hot dog.
I got to tell you something, Ted. I'd rather you not talk in court, because your voice squeaks up when you get nervous and it gets dry, and you sound like Moon just climbed off your you-know-what and is wiping off.
God almighty, Frank.
Okay, Frank, thank you very much. We're going to go.
Oh, come on, Phil.
Frank Gray, Ted, you want to say anything else?
I want to say that I appreciate Frank. No, you can't. I appreciate Frank Gray as an attorney. Margaret, thank you for being here. But, oh, my God, man.
Frank, he's pretty direct, isn't he?
Direct?
All right, well, Ted, all's well that ends well. I think that Moon Podolak won't be bothering you if Frank can get that injunction. But and I'm very, very sorry the guy has that much influence.
Moon Podolak talks to every heavy hitter on Wilshire Boulevard, and I'm telling you, okay? He tells everybody, if he gets the word out that the meat that I'm selling at my restaurant is going to give you explosive diarrhea because it comes from a warehouse that used to be filled with human corpses. Then I'm telling you right now, Phil.
Frank, excuse me, that is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and Margaret is there. Is Margaret coming back?
Yeah, Margaret said she's going to be coming back as soon as she's done eating.
Yeah, as soon as she's done eating. Okay. Anyway, well, we don't need her. Do we need her? Don't say that she's going to hear that, man.
Yeah, but I mean, what she said is, you know, you guys, you know, hold down the fort. I'll be there, but Frank and I is going to have dinner.
Well, that's nice. I wish you would have said something. We're going to have who?
Yeah, it's Margaret.
Yeah, perfect. Yes, Margaret.
What were you saying?
I said I didn't know where you went.
I'm having dinner with my husband, Phil, at Ted's of Beverly Hills, having some of the most delicious steak in the world, Ted, all right?
Yeah. No, you're going to hang up on me, Phil.
I've got it. Having some of the most delicious steak in the world, Phil, and you don't need to be talking about, well, where's Margaret missing in action? I'll get there when I get there, son. You got that? You got it?
Yes, ma'am. I got it.
All right, Phil. Don't start rubbing your...
Margaret Gray on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And coming up, we have Coach Vernon Dozier, because football camp, or football summer at least, is about to start.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by PhilHendryShow.com, where 60,000 hours of great radio and digital entertainment await you, plus videocasts and home movies, podcasts, and more. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at PhilHendryShow.com, the largest repository of brilliant audio comedy that has ever been known to mortal man. You'll never see anything like it again. It's like we'll never come along again. And you, what are you doing? You're going to get a backstage pass. Yes, you're going to get that subscription because you feel good about yourself, you like yourself, and you want to give yourself a present. All right, yeah.
World famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Yeah.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show here on a Tuesday. Man, I was, you know, kind of running my arm around there. It looked like you were in real pain. I was kind of rotating my right arm as I was holding the phone, and I got a stabbing pain.
You went to the doctor today, though, didn't you?
I went to the doctor yesterday, yeah.
What did they say?
I had a, what is it called? A scan? They said it was fine. My arm is healing very well. I even ran into my doctor, good old Dr. Simic, the great Dr. Paul Simic from the Orthopedic Institute in Southern California. And I said, everything's going groovy. But, you know, this arm, man, it's still healing. Even though I've got good, they said I've got good range, I got good, I'm able to stretch my arm, I'm able to do all these things, you know, they ask you to,
but about, you know,
no, bud, they don't ask me to do the jerk-off motion.
Well, you didn't have to say that, the boy was trying to be coy.
Yeah, exactly, I'm not telling anybody.
Well, I'm telling everybody. Do you know how to do this? Did they ask you that?
No, they did not. Anyway, so, yeah, no, they had me doing that, and then they took a scan on the shoulder, so it's good. I got to tell you something. It's been a very educational period of time. I had the accident on January 10th, and it was the most painful damn thing. I couldn't lift my arm. I had to have surgery. Went in for surgery, you know, 8 weeks, whatever it was, in the sling, and it's been, you know, six weeks now in PT. They say that I'm going to be, you know, I can't really do anything. Not anything that's going to test that shoulder too much, at least until August. But, I mean, it's impacted my whole year, man. I thought, you were going to try and sell the house. You were going to, what were you going to do? You're taking a little trip to, were you going to go to Mexico? No, I wasn't going to. I was going to try and get some work done. And, yeah, try and get the house ready to sell. But this was a great a wake-up call for, you know, like I was saying, man, when you're thinking about the big things, the little things interfere. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah. All right. Good, bud.
Anyway, Coach Vernon Dozier joining us from Belmar Academy on our newsmaker line right now. Coach, another season. It's, you know, it's been kind of strange the last few because you really didn't want to be there, did you?
I didn't, Phil. I felt that I'd coached my last game 2 years ago when Jason Moron took over, who is our offensive coordinator, but everyone wanted me, and I thought Jason did a good job.
Now, you left not exactly on a high note.
No, we had a losing. The last 2 years I was there, 21-22, both years we just we stunk. I could go into it, but and so Jason took over, and he approved a little bit. We went to 4-5 in 23. Did I say 23 or 22? My last 2 years are 20 and 21.
20, 21, and then he took over 22?
Yeah. 22 and 23. Last season was not so hot.
What was the record?
Well, they didn't win a game. They went 0-10. So I was asked to...
Wilson, he was fired.
Yeah, Phil, he was fired. We didn't need to...
Well, that's what happened. I mean, that's the game.
That's the game, but I didn't need for him to...
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to humiliate him.
He was canned. As long as we're saying, yeah, Jason was canned, and I wanted to bring him back as my offensive coordinator, but Belmar said, let's just forget that he was ever here. And
you're kidding.
No, I mean, but he went down the road. I think he's at Blofko High School now, and of course, they've got some big things ahead. So he may wind up head coaching at Blofko, and we got Blofko on our schedule this year.
Now, where's Blofko?
In the San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
And we have Blofko, and if we take on Blofko, and they kick our ass.
That's going to be very embarrassing.
Embarrassing? Let me just tell you, I'm happy to be on the air with you right now, Phil, but I just got done a whole week of answering questions from parents about the grave dig, or what we call the GD, and we try to put two and two together and make a man out of these young men, so we do the GD. And I've had a lot of parents climbing up my you-know-what, and I just heard what was said about Ted Bell and this guy Podolak climbing off his back and pulling his you-know-what out of his...
That's how you feel?
If you're laughing, I tell
you... No, I'm not laughing. Is that how you feel?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we got Coach Vernon Dozier. That's rather serious, Coach. You're coming back your first year back as head coach of the team, and you're already having problems with the parents.
Look, Phil, I'm not having problems with the parents. They're having a problem with me. And that begins and that ends with, it begins with them and it ends with me, and that spells me, okay? M-E. And
well, what does that mean?
What it means is they can complain all they want about the fact we do the GD, but I have to do something to motivate these young men, and I'm not going. This is a 25-year tradition that I've had at Belmar Academy, of young men who don't do the job they're supposed to do, young men who blow assignments, young men who lose a playbook, young men who are not up to the job. You go out right there, out there in Timmy Field. It's right off near the Vernon Dozier Stadium. There's a whole wide area. You going out there now, you get, and you dig your grave. And I have the coaches line their cars. They pull their cars in when it gets dark, and they circle the hole that the kid's digging, and they turn their headlights on. Generally, I have them go home or at least bring to school short-sleeved plaid shirts, and they wear a T-shirt underneath. And so it looks like it's the, you know.
Looks like it's the Klan.
Well, it's not they're not wearing hoods or anything.
Okay, then the parents are having a problem with this.
Yes, they're having, as they have every year. But as I have said to the parents, and as I've said to Coach, what's the man's name?
Who's that?
The guy that runs...
you're talking about Father McCorders?
Oh, yeah, Father McCorders. I said to him, you know, man, if I hear one more...
Coach, you're not sounding good. You know, I remember you in years gone by being confident.
Wait, hold on. I said to Father McCorders, if I got to deal with one more of these parents coming here telling me my business...
You do not sound good. Coach, why don't you just give it up? You wanted to quit 2 years ago. Why did you come back?
Because Moron took the football program, squatted over it, and went, yeah, and walked away. And I'm not about to do that.
Okay, then may I make a suggestion?
Hey, Phil, wait, may you make it? Everybody's making suggestions.
All right, here comes my suggestion. Grave dig is great. It's a great tradition. You have the young men digging their own graves. The parents don't dig it. They're giving you pushback. You know, give them something, man. Don't, Margaret's here.
I just heard you, Coach. I'm just coming here.
I thought you were over at Ted's.
I was at Ted's with Frank. Yeah, we just got here. Frank?
Hey, fellas, is there a drink around here?
Bud? Yeah, get some Maker's Mark.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, that sounds so, what's his name again?
Frank Gray.
Frank Gray gets to have...
I heard what you were saying, Coach, and I heard what Phil was saying, and I think Phil's right. You've got to give them something, anything.
I don't give them any. I'm the head coach of Belmar Academy, and I have been for the last 25 years. And these people tell me that grave dig suddenly, 25 years of grave dig, and now grave dig's no good.
You got a bad record coming off a couple of losing. I know they weren't your losing seasons, but you're not in any, I don't think you're in a very strong position.
What?
It doesn't sound like it, Coach.
It doesn't, Coach. It sounds like they've got you over a barrel.
Me, Coach Vernon Dozier, not in a strong position. When it comes to that school and those parents, I will never, ever be in anything but a strong position. And when I say that I want their kid out there in Pinckney Field digging his own grave by the headlights of the coach's cars, okay, hell, I might even put on some Merle Haggard, you know, and I might even, you know what, you said they're not wearing, I might even wear a hood.
Okay, look, Coach, you're going to get yourself canned.
No. See, this is the thing. I'm not going to get myself canned. They need a winning season at Belmar. They haven't had one in 4 years.
Well, they might have. They lost under Coach Moron, and they lost 2 years under you.
I didn't have the players that I wanted to have. I didn't have the players that I wanted to have.
Coach, I'm going to let you go.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're dealing with this very well.
I'm not dealing. I've been doing grave dig for 25 years.
Everyone knows that, but what they're saying is it might be time to give these parents something because they've got you. They can look at you and say you've had two losing seasons. We don't need you. We get somebody else.
Let them. Okay? Here. Are there any parents listening from Belmar Academy right now? You think you want to have me fired? Please do me a favor. Get me fired.
It sounds to me like you're going to get fired.
Okay, that's it.
But you're not going to give up Gravedig.
I'm not giving up Gravedig because that's made men out of these. You see what happens, Phil? Here's what happens. These parents, they drop off these little tiny boys who are all, Mommy, you know. And when I give them back to their parents that night, you know what they've got?
What's that?
They've got Boy Kong. Okay, they've got the boy, but he's turned into Kong, the eighth wonder of the world. Oh, and that I did that, Coach Vernon Dozier, and I did that with Gravedig, I did that with Tackling Dummy, I did that with Dumbbell, I did that with Head Against the Brick Wall, I did it with it all.
What is Head Against the Brick Wall?
I put the kids in a car, and together, me and the kid drive straight into a wall in the automobile with no seatbelts on.
And oh, bullshit. I don't believe that.
Oh, my God, he almost said bullshit. You know, Phil.
I don't believe that for a minute.
No, I don't either.
Get him on someday when he's going to...
Hey, Coach, are you lying? Because if you're lying, Mr. Henry's going to be pissed. He's going to be pissed off, yeah. Yeah. I call it a dummy. That's what I call it when I zip up. Give me the phone, will you, for crying out loud?
Let me tell you something, Phil. I don't like it when people cut me off.
Well, I cut you off, and I'm not going to have you sit and lie about whatever it is.
Phil, I'm going to have a winning program at Belmar Academy. And I'm going to have the grave dig.
Coach, you sound tired. You sound like you deserve a vacation.
Oh, man. I'm so sick and tired of it. I can't coach without grave dig. I got to be able to take these punks, tell them to go dig their own grave, and tell them that if they can't do that, they can't be on my football team.
And there's no other way of having a winning program.
No other way. No other way. In order to have a winning football program, every player on the team must dig their own grave by the headlights of the coaches' cars while the coaches are dressed as Klansmen not wearing robes. Now, that is the way you make a...
You know, if he ever has a black player on that team, and I know that they... Do they have any?
Not yet. They had one black player about 2 years ago.
This is just a lily white team.
All right, Phil, it's a lily white team. It, you know, doesn't mean they're racists.
No, I know that. I just, it's
from a neighborhood where they're lily white.
Okay. Well, he better knock that stuff off if they ever do have a black player, because I don't see anybody,
anybody what?
I don't see them, tolerating it. Okay, I gotta go. This whole thing sucks. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved at Podcast One.
Yeah!